Hey there, and welcome to a bonus edition of Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultants. Thanks for listening along today. We're not going to be talking about marketing or sales. What we are going to be talking about is, you know, life as a digital nomad. Because I just wanted to quickly shine a light on it and share my experience, because I think people have this idea that digital nomad life, you know, it's working out of a hammock with a pina colada in hand. And it's not like that at all. There is a very different reality. And I just wanted to share my experience with you. And I am aware that some of this might sound like I'm whinging. I don't want you to think that I'm whinging. I love my life and I could change it in a click of a fingers if I really wanted to. But as I say, it's not a perfect life. I'm not living in a hammock on a beach. So with that being said, let's get into three things I don't like as a digital nomad. Number one is that you can spend a lot of time alone. You know, when you're at home, when you're back in the UK, you've got your friendship circle, you've got your family, you've got a lot of people, you know, probably potentially you've got networking, you've got a social circle, you've got people that you can lean on. It may be even you go to a co-workspace. There is a lot of familiarity to your life. And I actually don't have that, right? You know, I stay in places for 1 week, maybe 2 weeks, if I really like a place. But invariably, I move around a lot, which means that I don't have, you know, what do they say, a rolling stone gathers no moss. I don't really have a friendship circle as such. I don't have people that I can lean on and just send a quick message and say, oh, do you want to grab dinner one night this week? Or do you want to go and watch the football? Nothing along those lines. And invariably, you know, if I've got a big project on or I need to do some work and I can't be distracting people, that means that I book into a hotel for a room on my own and hide away from people. So there's no respite from that. Sometimes I'll go into a hostel, you know, go into a dorm perhaps, meet some really cool people. When I'm working, when I'm really focused on working, that can mean a lot of time alone. And that means, you know, waking up alone, going out for breakfast, lunch, dinner, working all day alone, you know. And if I go out to see something, unless I go on a booked tour, you know, I will generally be alone all day. So it can get lonely. Number two of the things that I don't particularly like as a digital nomad, it's actually very difficult to find food that I like as a vegetarian. Out here in South America, the diet is very focused on meat eaters. You know, so whereas back home, you will invariably get a lot of vegetarian options. That's not quite the case here. There are options, but there aren't lots of options. So it can be difficult to find food I like as a vegetarian. That's a bit of a pain, but there is always something. And number three, I think I touched on this in the introduction. I am actually working. So, yeah, the idea of the a laptop on the beach with a pina colada, it's nonsense. I'm working. It's not the most difficult of days, and some days I do more work than others, but as a general rule of thumb, it's about 8 or 9 in the morning until, you know, 2 o'clock or so, and I am actually working. After that, I can go out and explore and do fun things, or I can just continue with whatever I want to work on. You know, I'm building a business, so it does take time, it does take effort, and whether or not I feel like I'm spending the right amount of time working on my business and the right amount of time exploring my surroundings, that's always something that's never far from my thought process. So, yeah, as I say, life as a digital nomad, it's not perfect. However, there are three great things that I love about being a digital nomad. Number one, I get to see amazing things. So far on this trip, you know, I've seen Chichen Itza in Mexico, which is one of the 7 wonders of the world. I've seen turtles getting born on a beach in Costa Rica, which was lovely. I saw Machu Picchu. I've seen the Iguazu Falls. You know, I've seen some incredible mountain ranges. So, yeah, I have seen some amazing things. And, you know, I'm super grateful for that because it is fantastic. Number two, yeah, I've met some amazingly interesting people along this trip. They've challenged my worldview. You know, I've met all manner of people. I met one guy who was a flat earther. And I didn't bother to engage much with him, to be honest with you, on that topic. There's, you know, what do they say? You'll never win an argument. All you'll ever do is lose. Because even if you do technically win the argument, the other person doesn't like you anymore. What have you gained from that? Nothing, right? So, yeah, I don't bother to tend to engage with certainly strangers on topics which don't particularly interest me, and I don't see any positive return from my effort on. But as I say, I have met some very interesting people with some really cool views, and that's helped me grow as a person. And number three, the final thing that I really do love about a life as a digital nomad is I've got the freedom to go anywhere. You know, at the moment, I'm very much focused on South America. But if I wanted to, I could wake up tomorrow and I could be like, you know, hey, let's go over to Australia. Let's go and see Bali. Let's go and see, you know, Thailand, whatever. I'm not going to do that. I've got not much of a route planned, but I am very much in Brazil at the moment, and I'm very happy about that. And I want to go and see Brazil, and then I want to go and see Colombia. So, you know, I don't particularly indulge in the idea that I want to go anywhere. But I could if I wanted to. And that kind of freedom is a fascinating feeling. So, yeah, hopefully that summary has given you an idea of what life is like as a digital nomad. As ever, if you've got any questions about that whatsoever, then feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn or, LinkedIn will be the best place to reach me, actually. So, yeah, feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn and talk to me about this. If you fancy a life as a digital nomad for a little while and you want some tips, yeah, reach out to me. I'll be happy to share my experiences. So, yeah, anyway, hopefully that has been an interesting episode for you. Normal service will resume. You will get an episode every Wednesday, as promised. But until then, speak soon. And remember, keep marketing. Because without marketing, there's no sales. And without sales, there's no business. Catch you next time.